I can't take it. I don't know what he's going to do next. And the people that voted for him, they don't know what he's going to do next. But they have a different tone, I think. You know, I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do next. But I think they're like, I don't know what he's going to do next, man. This is crazy. Then why'd you vote for him? Hey, shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's what he ran on. So that makes sense. I mean, I'm afraid of my phone. I'm afraid of my phone. I can't check the news. I'm terrified to refresh the news browser on my phone. You wake up, you're like, do I have coffee first? Or should I check it now? I don't know what he did while I was sleeping. And is there nervousness? You know, like, it's terrifying because you know it's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good. You're not going to do it and be like, oh, okay, great. It's not going to happen. And I couldn't figure out, you know, what was that feeling that I was experiencing every time I refreshed the news browser on my phone. And it must be akin to an abusive stepfather kicking your bedroom door in just to go, I'm burning the house down. And then he walks out and shuts the door behind him. And you're sitting there with your phone going, I should go, right? Where can I go? And it's just crazy. It's just, you know, the people he's appointing is crazy. It's gotten to the point where I can say things to you that would never make sense previous. But now you'd be like, all right. Like, I can walk up to you like, hey, man, did you hear they're making the Grand Canyon a landfill? What? Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, I guess. But what's their logic? Well, you know, how many times you got to see that thing? You know, they're just going to do half of it, and the other half you can still see. But I bet people go see the garbage, too, because that's a lot of garbage. It's going to be a double thing now. Yeah, I mean, I could see why they would do that. It's okay to hunt at zoos now. What? Yeah, the new EPA guy, I don't know. Guess it's okay, like, right, I guess that makes sense with their logic, I guess. It's gonna be a whole different thing for the kids now, I guess, though, you know. But a lot of those animals are almost extinct anyway. Might as well just get it over with, you know. Extinction's sort of a proactive term with these guys. Some things you never thought you'd say, like, wow, these Nazis are annoying. Did I just say that? Is this real life? Would I say that? And now, like, you know, people you know for years are coming out as Trump voters. Like, they were hedging their bets for a while. But now they're like, nothing is okay to admit it to my friends. People you've known forever. They're like, yeah, I voted for him. And then that first thought is like, well, now I got a decision to make. The fuck do I do with you now? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that to everybody? Well, come on, you knew I was a Republican. I just voted party line. You know, both of them were bad. I wasn't gonna vote for her. She was a crook. Was she a crook, or was she just a nice older lady that didn't understand her phone? I've got two email accounts on my phone. I screw up sometimes. There's no international consequence, just usually me going like, oh shit, now that idiot has my real email address. And be hearing from him more than I want to be. But then I try to have a conversation with these people because I know them, and you know, I don't want this polarization. At some point, we're gonna have to bridge it. You know, so I'm like, just explain to me really why. I mean, how are we gonna communicate now? And he's like, well, come on, man. You know, we're all Americans. And I'm like, no. Not enough. Not going to be enough. Well, come on. We, you know, like you know, everyone loves, you know, Tom Petty and burritos. Yeah, that's true. But I don't think Petty is enough to bridge this gap. I just don't think. that he has that power at this juncture. And they're like, we just don't talk about politics. I'm like, here's what bugs me, man. There are people that had to climb out of their hate holes to vote for this guy. They never voted before. They had to figure out where to vote and how to do it. They had to take time away from hating, which was hard for some of them, and vote for this guy. And now you're aligned with them. You're on the same side as them. You're part of that. And they're like, well, I bet you that guy likes Petty. You know what I mean? I think if you, seriously, man, if you just talk to him, stay away from politics, they're just people, man. You know, I'm like, well, what, you mean I'm gonna go to Chipotle with that guy? Sit there and be like, wow, you prefer the bowl over the burrito? Interesting. Yeah, I like the bowl. Oh yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, Tom Petty, you like Petty? Oh, I fucking love Petty. Oh, that's cool, that's cool. I hate Jews, though, I hate Jews. Yeah, it's going south quick. Maybe we shouldn't talk about politics. As if that's politics. I don't know, man. Look, I will admit, if this guy does anything good, I'll admit it. I'm not saying it's going to be good for people that didn't vote for him, and it's still okay to say that in this country. I did not vote for him. But for us, it's not going to be good. It's always going to be horrible. We're not going to one day wake up in the next 3.5 years and go like, holy shit, this turned around. It's not. We're just going to have to eat that. We're going to have to suck that up and fight the fight that we can fight. But it's not going to be good. But if he does anything good, I'll admit it. That said, if it's much worse than we ever anticipated, which is really fucking bad, the people that voted for him are going to have to apologize. That's all. This is going to have to apologize. I just need a little eye contact. Look, even if we only have 8 minutes before the missiles hit, I'm going to need a little eye contact and a few words. Even if it's like, oh man, I didn't think you'd do this. This is crazy, bro. Sorry. Petty rules, though, right? Fucking Petty. Cue free falling.
Stream Marc Maron, Too Real, only on Netflix.